I'm delighted to welcome back to the Radio Cafe Rick Iannucci and Nancy DeSantis. They're with Horses for Heroes and the Cowboy Up program. They're also members of the Archdiocese of Santa Fe Veterans Task Force. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Great to be back.
Great to see you.
It's always great to have you guys on the air. You guys are doing amazing work for veterans, and it turns out the Archdiocese of Santa Fe is having a retreat for veterans coming up this weekend, which we are inviting our veterans out there in the audience to come to if they would like to. What's it all about?
Well, the Archdiocese of Santa Fe decided to, in conjunction with their partners in care, set up a veterans task force, and we were asked to sit in on that, and due to the work we're doing, Nancy and I are doing with veterans, especially the Iraq and Afghanistan, a lot of the younger guys and gals. And we put together a program. They asked us to put together a program, a one-day workshop slash retreat program, which we did. And it's going to be an amazing day. Actually, it's going to be down in Albuquerque. It has really... It's not going to be at the ranch this time. We're going to actually be doing it, and without horses. We'll be down at Albuquerque. It's going to be down at the Sacred Heart James Moore Parish Hall on 4th Street, 609 4th Street in Albuquerque, directly behind Sacred Heart Church.
And so there's something that you guys talk about, and I think you coined the term post-traumatic spiritual dissonance. That's
yes.
Another way of like using the acronym PTSD.
Yes, we've found through the years, our work with veterans, that the... I'm just going to call it what it is. The label PTSD does not fit many of the guys and girls that we're working with, and that there are often many sides of PTSD that are not addressed in the traditional sense of post-traumatic stress disorder. We, of course, never liked the word disorder to begin with, and we've dropped that disorder piece because we feel that there is the dissonance. There is a disengagement from spirit, and it's just that is just even one side of it.
You know, and that's what this workshop slash retreat will be about. It's an ecumenical retreat. It's open to all faiths, and that was one of the great things that the Archbishop Michael Sheehan really liked, the fact that we were going to be opening that up. And in fact, we have a cast of characters for the presenters that you'll really enjoy. Father June Ramos, who was a Marine, four tours in Iraq, wounded three times. We've got Quentin Collins, Colonel Collins, who is the chaplain for the National Guard, and his wife Mel. We've got Rick Rindy, one of our guys. Rick Rindy is in our program at Afghanistan, Army veteran, explosive ordnance disposal, came out and is now the pastor of the community church up in Cimarron. So there's quite a Tim Hale. He's now an ordained elder with his church, the Hoppentown, down there in Albuquerque. He'll be presenting. He's the former director of veteran services for New Mexico. He's been replaced by Jack Fox. But in any event, it's such an ecumenical group with their arms wide open to embrace this particular other side of PTSD.
So when you think about the kind of trauma that people have in war, and there's trauma all around us, and this particular kind that veterans have, and then they come home, how do you, in a workshop, or, I mean, we'll talk more about the kind of work that you guys are doing with horses, and we have in the past, we'll have you back on, but in terms of this kind of, like, spiritual approach to it, how do you work with people?
How do we work with them? We open up a dialogue to this other side of PTSD, of which, when you can reframe it and look at it, there might be some resonance for the veterans to say, that's actually more accurate of what I'm feeling. And that could be, you know, a several list of things, a struggle with their identity of going from service member to civilian, no longer being in the military, or the depletion that they've felt through their warrior skills.
One of the things that we found in dealing with, and you've been with our, you've been one of the few broadcasters and good friends that have been with us since the beginning, One of the things that we discovered early on by speaking with hundreds of guys and gals is that there were things that have happened to them, and they resent in some ways being labeled as having a stress disorder, as Nancy said earlier. What we found is with the multiple deployments and many things that have happened, either by omission or commission, by something they've seen, something they didn't do, something they failed to do, something they should have done, something they were part of or something they couldn't be part of.
Or their own being dishonored.
Yeah. They have a broken heart in respects, a wound of the soul, a little bit of a, you know. And so they're trying to get back and trying to recalibrate that so that they can get back to center again. And part of what this workshop was going to do is say, hey, you guys aren't alone and gals aren't alone out there, especially you couples and you families. And this is a family function. This is open to all families and for everybody from every war. But we brought in the younger, the guys from this and the women from this conflict because we want them to know they're slow in seeking the kind of help, and they feel they're like they're the Lone Rangers out there. Nobody understands exactly what's happening to me, exactly this way, and I'm a proud warrior. I'm not stressed out. These are the things that we do in our program, and this is how we address it, and you know very well. We're going to talk a little bit about what we do in our program with the horses, you know. The horses are magnificent. They're God's creatures on the planet. As the Native Americans say, they're the branch and the bridge between the spiritual world and the physical world, and that's never truer than out here in Santa Fe in the beautiful Southwest.
Yeah.
So what we find, and what we're going to explain a little bit about in part of the retreat, is that, for instance, in our case, we're just going to talk a little bit about what we do. But there's many presenters. We're just going to talk a little bit about what we do, and that is, when we start working with the horses, they start developing that faith in the animals again. That animal, that two-legged, non-judgmental, beautiful, majestic creature, they develop that connection. Once they develop faith in that animal, then they start developing faith in their comrades and the people that are working with them on the ground, veterans helping veterans, as we do in our program. And then they can develop a full-blown faith and start renewing their own spirituality, thus that spiritual recalibration again.
There is a presentation called How I Learned About Forgiveness from My Enemy. Very, very interesting.
That's Father June Ramos, and he's going to talk. If you've never heard him speak, he's absolutely riveting. And as humble a person as you'll ever find on this side of the planet, he's actually the priest at Lady of the Annunciation in Albuquerque down there around Wyoming and something. But he talks a little bit about his experience working with Marine Scout sniper teams, which he did there. He was not a chaplain there. He was a grunt Marine, and he led teams in four different tours down there. And the story that he tells about how he learned about forgiveness from his enemy is pretty riveting, because he talks a little bit about confronting the sniper that killed seven of his guys, and I'm not going to steal his thunder, but if you can come down on Saturday, we start at 9, registration's at 8, they'll have breakfast there, we've got a full-blown lunch, it's all free, and we encourage everybody to come down. We're going to go as long as we can go that day, as long as people want to stay, and it'll conclude with a prayer service at the end of the day. And
and it's also open to non-believers if somebody...
Oh, absolutely. Yes. That's the whole thing. And that's what was great about the Veterans Task Force, is when Nancy and I proposed this particular program, and there was like Baptists and Lutherans and Methodists, and, you know, we've got a couple Native American men that are coming, that are in the Native American faith. We were trying to get one of our friends that's a Buddhist, but he couldn't make it. He was heavily subscribed that same day. So, but no, our, you know, we serve one Lord and God, and we wanted everyone to be able to come and, you know, experience a little of that love.
Now, this is also something that is very much open to women, women veterans.
Yes, for the 25th?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, it's for families. You often find that families that have a war member so to speak, that they as well suffer from PTSD.
So sort of like by contact?
Contact, by experience, by going through life with their husband or wife that does have post-traumatic spiritual dissonance.
Yeah, yeah. By jumping through their skin every time the phone rings or there's a knock on the door.
Yeah.
You know, every time they turn on the news. You know, just can you imagine going through that every time, every day, waiting, you know, not hearing, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then if that person comes back with the kind of problems that we hear so much about that sometimes result in depression, violence against the spouse and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, women combat veterans have their own traumas that they came back with that are specific to women.
Of which we have 27,000 New Mexican women that are women veterans we're trying to do that. We're trying to expand our programmatic capability. Nancy's got Wisdom Way programs. You can go on our website, horsesforheroes.org. You can hear a little bit about all that stuff. But anyway, this is a step in the right direction because the wives are going to get a chance to speak a little bit about resilience and how it was when their spouse came home or what they were doing while he was deployed or, you know, some of the resilience and some of the reintegration things that and challenges that they had.
We're opening up an understanding to giving more definition to.
So all of this is the Archdiocese of Santa Fe Veterans Task Force Workshop and Retreat for Veterans, Spouses, and Their Families. It's this coming Saturday in Albuquerque. Where can people call or maybe go to a website for more information?
Actually, yes, they can go on and make a direct call to Josephine Warr at the Secretary of the Pastoral Outreach Office down in Albuquerque at 505-831-8174. And just leave a message. She'll call them back and let them know that they're interested in the Veterans Retreat.
Excellent. And meanwhile, people can go to your website, horsesforheroes.org. Rick Iannucci and Nancy DeSantis are part of this and actually creators of this amazing program. And let's get you back on the air soon.
And let's get you owe us a visit now. We've been here twice.
Yeah, it's an amazing place to visit because the work that's being done there with veterans and horses is like nothing else. Although I suppose there's other people starting to do the same thing in other parts of the world too, but it all started here.
Yeah, we just got a call from Ukraine. They want us to help them consult on the Ukrainian guys coming back from.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, that is just an amazing. I actually brought the letter for you. I'll let you read it later, but it's
so your Ukrainian language skills, I'm sure, are improving.
Duh. That and my line dancing skills.
Meanwhile, Rick and Nancy, I want to thank you both so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe, and we'll see you again soon.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. God bless you.